Even so, come, Lord Jesus, December 8. The Return of Our Lord. Looking for that blessed hope, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. One of the most solemn and yet most glorious truths revealed in the Bible is that of Christ's second coming, to complete the great work of redemption. The doctrine of the second advent is the very keynote of the sacred scriptures. The coming of the Lord has been in all ages the hope of His true followers. 17. The patriarch Job in the night of his affliction exclaimed with unshaken trust, "I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. In my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another." The Savior's parting promise upon Olivet, that he would come again, lighted up the future for his disciples, filling their hearts with joy and hope that sorrow could not quench nor trials dim. Amid suffering and persecution, the appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ was the blessed hope. On rocky Patmos the beloved disciple hears the promise, "Surely I come quickly," and his longing response voices the prayer of the Church in all her pilgrimage, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." "This aged world is not far from its end," said Melanchthon. Calvin bids Christians not to hesitate, ardently desiring the day of Christ's coming as of all events most auspicious. "The thoughts of the coming of the Lord," said Baxter, "are most sweet and joyful to me. It is the work of faith and the character of His saints to love His appearing. This is the day that all believers should long, and hope, and wait for, as being the accomplishment of all the work of their redemption, and all the desires and endeavors of their souls. Hasten, O Lord, this blessed day." 18.